The bombs,
he said in a low voice.
I gave the command long ago. There's no contact. Why don't they...
Oh, there won't be any bombs. Your fleet is now in my power,
Satan said.
In your power?
The general roared.
You lie. No armed force in the whole universe could capture 15 Valonian battleships without destroying the solar system.
Your ships are, were mine. The witches, vampires, and other, units have destroyed them, and I fear one of my vampires did not take seriously my order not to eat between meals, so I'm afraid your airship is without its navigator now. But I suppose you're an excellent one, aren't you?
The general gulped.
You're letting me go?
He asked incredulously.
That's right. You will serve as a lesson to the Valonian Empire. Tell your people that Earth is mine. Any future fleet will receive much harsher treatment. Now, leave and take these men with you.
Instantly, both soldiers were free and joined the disappointed general.
And don't be so foolish as to try to sneak back. Reading primitive forms of mind is routine for me. I've had centuries of practice. Come on, time to go.
While the general left, Satan turned to the surprised councilman.
I don't think it would be a good idea to tell the public about this. They wouldn't believe a word of it, and I would consider it a personal insult to punish harshly. It would be better to give the army, or what's left of it, the credit.
He winked slyly.
If people were sure of my existence, they would become offensively good. Not because of their good hearts, but because of their fear. And I wouldn't like that.
The president was on his feet. With a shaking voice, he asked,
But why have you saved us?
Ah, a good question.
He stopped for a second to listen to the sound of a departing engine.
There goes the general. A good talent for murder, but quite a fool. You know,
he told the immobile council,
there should be some excellent opportunities for me on his home planet. As for your question, little man, there used to be a song, You Gotta Quit Kicking My Dog Around.
And roaring with laughter, he vanished. Earth was free again.